say the gospel in order for you to be encouraged, no matter what circumstances come, you've got to flesh this out in your life. Paul told Corinthians when he was communicating to them something that he had received from the Spirit. He didn't get to make it up. The gospel is what it is. We don't get to tamper with it. It is still an offensive message today. Tell somebody today that Jesus Christ is the only way. That the only way to be right with God, the God who has revealed himself in one book of the Bible. Get that word out. See what happens. You'll be accused of all kinds of phobias. You'll be accused of all kinds of religious bigotry. So it's not a popular message. And it's less and less popular than it's ever been in this culture. But that's the message we've got to take. We've got to take it winsomely. We've got to take it lovingly. We've got to take it charitably. We've got to be willing for people to call us all manner of evil. But the important thing is to get the message before them and then live the power of it in their presence. That's what Paul said. Third, he tells them to be encouraged to keep the commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's this verse is what prompts many writers to say that the theme of 2 Timothy is to guard and deposit our trust. And I understand that. I think the overarching thing, though, when you look at the bigger picture, is this encouragement that the gospel gives to us. Notice this. To be encouraged to keep the commitment to the gospel. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Praise you. Paul says, earlier, I'm not ashamed. I know who I'm believing. I'm convinced that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him. Now, Paul having modeled that commitment for Timothy, now he sorts into model that commitment. Begin to understand why Paul's going to say these things that you've seen me do, heard me say in the presence of other witnesses. You do the same things and faithful men will be able to do this also. The gospel is to be modeled by its substance, not change, the simple, straightforward gospel, not change, and it's to be modeled by the power that it works in us to change us. The unchanging gospel changing people. That's what Paul's calling Timothy to flesh out here. Be encouraged to keep the commitment to the gospel. It's a good thing. He's just using this sort of sound word, and then he comes back with good being beautiful, commendable. Healthy words that commend themselves for a life well lived, a life of purpose, a life of meaning. The good thing, as if he summarizes the gospel as the good thing. What I might ask him is, the rich young ruler, as we call him, came to Jesus and said, what good things are there? He was thinking of works. Paul's committing the work of Jesus Christ. The good things was committed to you. I committed it. I give it to your care. Key. This